Welcome to our Politics in Review podcast. We're nearing the beginning of primary season, and while the Ohio State Supreme Court has not approved a second congressional redistricting map after rejecting the first, the judicial panel took action that will allow the new map to be in place for the 2022 elections. The briefing schedule for the new lawsuits against this second map will begin 2 months after the May 3rd primary, signaling that any change to the Ohio redistricting plan will likely come in the 2024 election cycle. The Ohio map, which could yield a 12-3 Republican split, is one of the GOP's most important state plans. After a series of court rulings that have gone the Democrats' way, this situation, at least for the short term, favors the Republicans. Also potentially favoring Republicans, a Maryland Democratic state judge declared that state's new congressional map as a partisan gerrymander, ruling that Republicans were unduly disenfranchised. The map was sent back to the Democratic legislature for a redraw. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis vetoed the Republican legislature's congressional map largely over the Voting Rights Act interpretation and how it specifically relates to a North Florida district. A special redistricting legislative session has been called for April 19th through the 22nd to reconcile their differences. As expected, a Los Angeles, California jury found Nebraska Republican Congressman Jeff Fortenberry guilty of accepting illegal foreign campaign contributions and lying to federal law enforcement officials. As a result, Mr. Fortenberry is resigning from the House, and yet another special election will be called. The deaths of Congressman Jim Hagedorn from Minnesota and Don Young in Alaska mean those districts are also headed to special elections. Florida Democratic Representative Ted Deutsch is resigning to accept a position as CEO of the American Jewish Committee, and the California election to replace resigned Congressman Devin Nunes will hold its primary on April 5th. In all, 12 seats will have become vacant in the current Congress. Five of these have opened due to the incumbent's death, an unusually high number. Resigned New York Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo has rather astonishingly not yet ruled out trying to regain his position in this year's election, and a new Siena College Research Institute poll suggests that he would be surprisingly competitive should he enter the race. According to the survey, the Democratic primary breaks only 38-30-10-7 in Governor Kathy Hochul's favor over Mr. Cuomo, U.S. Representative Tom Suozzi, and New York City public advocate Jumaine Williams, respectively. While 41% of the Democrats would either like to see Mr. Cuomo run for governor as a Democrat, 33% of them, or in the general election as an independent, 8%, a majority of 54 desires that he not run for governor this year. Without Cuomo on the Democratic ballot, Governor Hochul would lead Mr. Williams and Representative Suozzi 52-12-11%. This concludes our Politics in Review podcast. I'm Jim Ellis.